Clarks featuring Ariadne and Bacchus, originally from a piece of furniture. Cameo glass, late 1st century BCE to early 1st century CE. Excavated 1960, found near the house of Marcus Fabius Rufus, Regio 7, Insula 16. These two glass plaques show the eternal lovers Ariadne, the daughter of King Minos, and Bacchus, the god of wine. One plaque shows Bacchus watching Ariadne, who has been abandoned by the Greek hero Theseus. The second shows Ariadne reclining while a dancing woman pours her a cup of wine. Cameo glass was a Roman invention created by skillfully layering and carving glass in contrasting colours. These luxury items once decorated furniture in Pompeii and may have come from the house of Marcus Fabius Rufus, a large dwelling with sparkling sea views. These two plaques are made from cameo glass, which here appears as white mouldings on a dark blue background. Each plaque is nearly 40 centimetres wide and just over 25 centimetres high, about the size of a large laptop. Each depicts three figures, mostly intact, with cherubs perched in the branches of trees above them. The Greek princess Ariadne and Bacchus feature in both scenes. Bacchus was the god of wine, and in one plaque he is holding a wine cup, while a dancing woman with one arm arched above her head is pouring some wine for Ariadne. In the other plaque, Ariadne is sprawled on a bench in an attitude of desolation, because, as we are told, she has just been abandoned by the Greek hero Theseus. Both scenes are set in classical gardens with decorative urns and pillars arranged among the leafy trees, and in the plaque with the wine, a small goat is stepping up on a block to reach for Ariadne as her cup is being filled. The cherubs in each scene appear to be playing the role of helpers, the ones in Ariadne's scene of desertion holding aloft what looks like a cornucopia and some kind of wand or flower, and the one in the drinking scene stretching a kind of shady canopy over the seated Ariadne. The cherubs and figures are partially naked, partially draped in flowing robes, particularly the women, whose figures are more fully clothed in the floaty material that has been intricately carved from the cameo glass.